First slide, please. Okay. I can't tell you how excited and how happy I am to be up here with you. I'm going to talk about a topic that I've been studying for about a year and a half. It's made a big difference for me. It's the impact has been incredible. So, love these sayings. Everybody turn your Bible to Luke 22, verse 14. I find it odd that there were a lot of songs about joy today. Okay, Luke 22, 14. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover meal with you before I suffer. In 17, it says, after taking the cup, he gave thanks. And in 19, it says, he took the bread and gave thanks. The word for thanks is eucharisteo. And it comes, if we break it down into its Greek derivatives, first of all, eucharisteo as a whole means thankful or grateful. Charis, well, the middle part means grace. Chera means joy. But we can drill down a little further. So let's go to the Hebrew. The Hebrew root for thankful is hakarat hatov. It means recognizing the good. It's the obligation to take time to recognize the benefits you've received from another. Hebrew root for grace, nun shet. Nun literally means fish, but figuratively, it's about being active, alive, lively. Shet means a protective private place of refuge. Then there's joy. Hebrew root for joy is simcha. And joy is kind of funny in the Hebrew because it can be used for good times or bad times. In good times, it means joy, gladness, laughter, celebration. But when times get tough, it means about taking action, making a choice, following a path that leads to a way of feeling better about things. So Luke 22, 14 has always kind of, I found it kind of confusing. I mean, the demeanor Jesus had in these moments, because you think about it here, he's really eager, but he's going to get arrested in 6 hours. It says he's thankful. He's grateful. He'll be crucified in 24. How on earth does he do this? I never could understand that. I mean, if you want to take it from the point of view that, well, he's God, and I mean, he knows everything, and he knows it's all going to work out and stuff like that. But he gave all that up when he came here. He's mortal, like you and me. How'd he pull this off? And the answer comes from he looked at life from a different perspective. He looked at life through the lens of a God who loved him and loved us. Loves us still. So the answer still is the word eucharisteo. He was thankful. He was grateful for all that God had given him. And he recognized there's so much good out there. As far as for grace, he was looking forward to a place when we would all have a full, active life in a private protected space prepared for us by God who loves him and loves us today. As far as for joy, he was facing a tremendously difficult time. He decided to take action. He made a choice to create a path so that he and everyone else could rise above their circumstances and see a time of celebration and laughter in their future. Next slide. I love the simplicity of this definition. So we're about to take communion. And when I think about my typical communions in years past, first of all, I think of all the things that I'm not, all the ways that I fall short. I might run through my sin list. I might think about all the prayers that I said I'd make that didn't happen. What I'm suggesting for us today is that communion can be a time of great joy. Jesus opened the door to joy through his sacrifice. It's a joy we can savor independent of our circumstances. Even when things aren't going right now, there are things we can choose to be grateful for, and we always have the promise of the joy that's in all our futures. Jesus' response is worthy of our imitation. Let's honor God. Let's honor Jesus with our joy. Dear Father in heaven, I love wallowing in how much you love us and how bent you are on serving your children, being steadfast with us, giving us a way to look at life where, independent of our circumstances, we can still feel joy. I love the picture that's up above us because there's nothing more simple or more joyful than watching two children play. And Father, that's what we are to you. We're your children, and you want us to play. You want us to play bathed in your love and in your salvation. Father, thank you for this bread that is Jesus' body that he gave up for us. Father, thank you for this cup, which symbolizes his blood that he joyfully gave for us so that we could know what your love is like every moment of every day. In Jesus' name I pray.